Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paranormal Science.
Good evening. Welcome to the edition of Paranormal Science. I'm Joe Hawk.
I'm Ed Mac, Daddy Mac Ray.
And Stan Zurich.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. It's the Sunday after Paracon. What did you guys think?
Outstanding.
Great. Right? Fantastic right? time.
It's phenomenal.
Out of the park.
Yes.
Out of the park.
Yes.
I want to start by saying to all our listeners, I appreciate everyone coming out, supporting us. I want to thank all our vendors, our psychics, our teams that came out the second year in a row. And I'll tell you what, we grew a third of what we were. And from what I understand, you know, everybody just wants to keep coming back next year.
Yes,
so we're going to continue to push this, and we're going to continue to onward and upward, guys.
That's the way to go.
25 years from now, we'll be sitting here talking about that one.
Right, exactly, right?
It's going to get better and better every year.
God willing. Yeah. I tell you what.
If I'm still around in 25 years.
Oh, you
hope so.
You will be.
He's going to outlive us both.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I was going to say, you'll be here one way or the other.
So. Yeah.
Even if it isn't a spiritual sense, of course.
I'll come back and haunt you.
I believe in a good way, though. not a bad haunting. A good one. But I'll tell you what. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. We had people from all over New York, New Jersey. My guy, help me out.
Ohio.
Well, I'll tell you what. If anybody stepped in to listen to Colin speak about cryptids,
he was
a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah, I was amazed.
He's got a book under his belt already. He's written up in a few magazines. Right? They drove in 5.5 hours yesterday from Ohio for him to speak. They hung around for a few hours, and then they drove back to Ohio.
Wow, that's dedication.
Unbelievable.
You know, I'll tell you what. I went in at the end of Colin's speech, and I shook his hand. I told his dad and Colin. I said, you know what? I give you kudos, and the fact that you stood up here for an hour. And he honestly could. He actually ran over a little bit. That's kind of why I went in, because Mark was coming up next. And you know, I just kind of like tapped my wrist, and he understood, and he wrapped it up. And I went in and I shook his hand. I said, let me tell you something. I said, for a young kid and the knowledge you have, I said, and the fact that you're putting all this into it, and, you know, and I told his dad, for you bringing him out here, you know, most, I don't want to say most parents, but let's be honest, that's a drive. It's not like he's coming from Scranton to Wilkes-Barre, or from Wilkes-Barre to Scranton.
That's a haul. You know,
yeah, they drove in. I mean, and that
and then they drove back.
Is just awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, the support that this kid has from his parents and the knowledge and the outgoingness of the 15-year-old. You know, I'll tell you, one thing that they said to me was the fact that, you know, how we gave this 15-year-old an opportunity to do so. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I have to give something to Ron Murphy. You know, Ron Murphy said, hey, listen.
He referred him to
us. He referred him. So out of respect for Ron, you know, we did that. And regardless of age, and we always tell it on this program here, one of our biggest things is to have a place where everybody, regardless of age or anything, comes and feels safe to, like almost like a safe haven to come and talk about what they do. Yes. And he hit it out of the park.
Oh, he
truly
great.
Did. He truly
I
did.
I was really impressed.
15-year-old speaker too. You met a nice little old lady.
I did. I have to give a shout out. I'll tell you what. Let me just set the stage here for a second. This little lady who's on the other side, God bless her, I see her, she's walking up, and one of the, I think it was Judy from Lila's Lollies came up, and she's like, she wants to talk to you, and I'm like, okay, and so I go to talk to her, she's like, I'll be right in. I was like, no, you don't have to pay, you have to pay your money just to talk to me. I said, that's not a problem at all. And she's like, no, I want to come in. I said, okay, and her son, which is also a good man, he brought her up. She's probably one of, if not the oldest listener we have, 92 years young. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
And I have to give a shout out to Jane O'Hearn, right?
Or that's right, Jane
O'Hearn.
O'Hearn or O'Hearn? Right. Right. Close, yeah.
Jane, and I'm sorry, Jane, and you know what? If you're listening, we love you. That's all
definitely
I have to say.
Do.
We love you. It was such a pleasure.
It was
an honor.
Exactly. And, you know, a pleasure and honor to meet her. You are our guiding light. And, you know, as Mr. Cesare said, as Chris Cesare said, you know, we're following you. And East Coast Paracon has the lighthouse as a beacon. And I'll tell you what, you're truly that for me. You inspired me. She's a veteran, and I want to thank her for her service. She was in the war. And, I mean, honestly, it brought a tear to my eye. You know, she's full of love and just to see her, and she was so happy and excited to meet her, and so excited to meet us.
Yes.
You know, she's like, oh, listen, you guys, I feel like you're family. Well, let me tell you something. After meeting you, Jane, you're family to me.
She makes you feel like family. She's just that type of person.
She does. God bless her, honestly. If you're listening and you want to call in, please do so. I'd love to have you on the air.
She said she's a regular listener, listens every week.
And she actually thought we were having a repeat because I don't know if someone told her that yesterday or not, but we're live here. You're more than welcome to call in. I'll give you the phone number. It's 570-883-0098. And we'd love to talk to you. And even if you don't call in, just thank you. It was awesome to see you, to hear you, to talk to you. Thank you so much.
I was speaking to her, and she was, I don't know if interested, invited to, or how the conversation got about the Queen Mary out in California.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Somebody wanted to take her, but she said she doesn't want to go for the flight or anything like that. I said, go while you can.
Do it.
I don't blame her, though. You don't mean flights. I can't blame her.
It's only 6 hours in the air.
You're one rare hawk that doesn't fly.
That's right. Yeah.
He's a grounded bird.
That's right.
But if she doesn't mind the flight, do it. I think her son was even saying, do it.
And you know, her son, too. And here's where I give Cheryl Raymond's props here. Excuse me, Cheryl Ray, as we all know, phenomenal psychic. You know, she's a friend of ours. She's worked with us before. And her son was a, for lack of a better term, skeptical believer. Mm-hmm. And he was leaning more and more towards the skeptical side.
Yes.
After he was done with Cheryl, he came to me and said, you know what? I think, and I'm paraphrasing, not his exact words, but basically he said, you know what? I think a little different now.
Oh, that's awesome there.
So that in of itself was
so whatever she said to him.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, he didn't go into detail, and of course we don't ask.
No.
But he goes, you know, again, paraphrasing, but basically he thinks a little different now. So I have to give a shout out to him too. A good man, great man. He is also a veteran. I want to thank him also for his service. And boy, I'll tell you, we had so many great people come through the door. You know, it was just...
There was a lot of energy there.
I mean, you know, the energy was flowing was just amazing. Especially the ambiance in our third room that we had to do there. We had a little bit of electrical issues, but we got that up and running, of course. And, you know, thanks to Stan. And I'll tell you what, you know, we all pulled together. And while I'm thanking everybody, I have to thank my team, especially those that are listening. You know, myself, Stan, Ed, Kelly, Jeff. Excuse me, Angela, you know, throughout the year, and of course, you know, Mike and Holly that helped us out, and Stan, you know, your two children, and
Lisa.
Know, yeah, Lisa, I thought I said Lisa, I'm sorry, and your wife, Lisa. Everybody did a great job.
Yes.
And I want to thank you guys from the bottom of my heart.
It was a busy year.
Thank you.
It was, and considering the year that we've all had another trying year for all of us, but we pulled it off.
We take a month rest now, and we're going to be right back in it again.
Yeah, yes, we are.
You know, again, I'm going to say this to both of you guys. Thank you for bringing me on board with East Coast. Bill's Paracon.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you for honor work with you guys. I love it.
Thank you for being a member, coming on board.
It's a great time, and you know, you guys got me involved in so much. The East Coast Paracon left me into the PPA, and I just love working with you guys on that level as well. I'm a Mark.
Right.
I mean, it's awesome. But I got to give a little shout out to Cheryl Ray. I had my first reading yesterday.
I was going to ask you that later when we came back for break, but since you brought it up, go ahead.
No. Bring it up after break. Okay, Let's keep rolling here. All right, keep people in suspense now.
Stay tuned for Ed's,
reading.
It was good.
For the Mac Daddy's first reading, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, I'll tell you, and you know, the PPA, you know, of course, Mark was there, the PPA was there, Lauren had stopped by, Brian was there, you know, and you know, Mark was selling his book and stuff, and a lot of people would come up to me, and they're like, specifically asking, they're like, you know, you look familiar, that type of thing, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, you're the guy with the dog. Is the guy from the PPA here? I'm like, absolutely. He's in the back, you know. So, like, it's amazing how people still see that, even though we're only, like, you know, we're syndicated now. We, you know, we have a lot of reruns and stuff. But yeah, it's amazing how people still recognize and remember us from that. And, you know, the PPA, I was great to have. Mark Knowledgeable, he was selling his book. Stan, you premiered your second book at the Paracon.
Second book was there.
Which is up for sale now, right?
Suskin Screams Louder. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. You can get it at Goomba's Pizza on Pittston Bypass or Duddy's Deli on Suskin Road.
There you go. And I'll tell you what. Oh, great time. It was. I can't say it enough. I don't even know what other words to say. There's so much to say. I mean, Stan, what did you think? I mean, give me some other areas that we had people come from. I know the zombie team. I can't.
Hackettstown,
New Jersey. You're right.
Hackettstown, New Jersey. They came.
Was that the zombie response team?
Yes, they
brought
the dogs.
The two dogs.
The dogs. Yep. What are they? Shelties or collies or
like miniature collies or Shelties? One of them, on the order of that.
And they were there last year, and this was their first year. Actually, they took one of the posters because their husband and wife team, and, you know, of course, their dogs. And this is one of the first Paracons they actually did together. And they had come up to me and said, you know, if we take a poster, and, you know, told me a little story about how it's their first thing. Yeah. So, of course, you know, I gave them one of our posters, and, you know, it was so nice to talk to them.
Yes.
So great to talk to them and to hear their aspect. And they've been to other Paracons, and just the great kudos that they gave us on what we did. It's good to hear, especially when you're hosting it, because you're always nervous about, you know, are you doing right by your vendors and your teams and you know, even your the people that are coming in to see these people, you know, and you're wondering if you're always doing right. And I'll tell you what, you know, we did have one or two complaints by people. We had an ad out, and it, you know, the ad that we put out in the paper didn't have the fact that we were charging $10. So, you know, that's one of the things. But it's a growing pain, and we're learning.
Every year we learn. Yep.
Exactly. So I want to apologize to those people, but
there's nothing intended by it. It was just something, like you said, we're growing, we're evolving, and
absolutely.
Well, how about Troy with all those handmade stuff in it?
Oh, let me tell you,
all the knives and that bow.
Native American.
He had some beautiful stuff. A great guy to talk to as well.
Well, that's just it. Before I get into that, Ed, you're right, but before I get into that, just the bow, especially the buffalo bow he had.
You were telling me about that. Yes,
if anybody's familiar with Native American, he had an actually Apache buffalo bow. This is meant to be shot from horseback. It was an actual working bow there. The price was right around $300. I know that sounds kind of steep, but let me tell you something. I had a
copperhead skin.
Exactly. It was a copperhead skin bow on the actual, because he's Native American, he's allowed to do that, obviously. But it was just, I mean, a 45-pound pull on it, and it's an actual working bow. You could literally take this recurve bow and use it for hunting now, today.
It's like right on archery season.
Right, it's a working bow, and I can't really stress that enough. Like, you know,
sounds like you wanted that, Joe.
Oh, let me tell you something.
Christmas time for Hawkman.
If Santa is listening, I would love to have that. Love to have that on the mantle. But I'll tell you what, it was gorgeous, and to see the beating on the fans that he had.
Yeah, some beautiful stuff there.
And the beads.
Everything was.
How does he do those tiny beads?
That's what I was going to say.
So intricate.
They're so small, and like he'll do like the different designs, and it's amazing to me. Amazing.
I'll tell you what, the dream catcher that my wife bought for Eddie, for my son, is beautiful. I mean, I looked at those knives and everything he had done up and everything. Everything is nice. Everything at the table.
And those knives are awesome. I mean, they're all unique, one of a kind. You're not going to find this anywhere in any sporting goods store.
Not that quality.
Handmade, handcrafted. There's no stamped in, you know, made in China or Japan or anything like that. This is American made by native hands. Mm-hmm. And if you want the authentic thing, you've definitely got it within Troy.
Do you want Santa to bring one of those knives as well?
Right? Absolutely. Sam from Sangerburn. You know what? I just realized we have a caller online, and we have, I believe it's Cheryl, but we're going to take a break before we get to her, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Mark Hayes from Paranormal Science. Did you ever get that feeling like you have 1,000 demons tearing at your back? You know the pain. Are you uncomfortable in your own body, like you're possessed with somebody else's torment and suffering? You don't need an exorcist. You need chiropractics. Dedicated to providing the best chiropractic and rehabilitative care possible, Chiropractics will get you back into the body you remember. Chiropractics, 569 Pier Street, Kingston, PA. Check them out on the web, getchiropractics.com, T-I-X on the end, or call 570-288-5800 and get back to living.
Welcome back, East Coast. Or welcome back, East Coast Perry. That's twice. That's the second.
Two nights in a row. Back to back.
We're changing the name of the show. No, it's not true. Welcome back to Paranormal Science.
Sorry, Mark.
Welcome back to Paranormal Science, everybody. All right. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Cheryl.
Hey, everybody. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Tired.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Are you resting?
I'm so resting today.
Outstanding.
That's good.
It was such a fantastic day yesterday. I want to thank you all. You put on such an amazing event.
I got to thank you for being there.
Oh, it was my pleasure. You do. You guys really make it a joy for the vendors to be there. I was also calling because I wanted to give a shout out to Jane O'Hearn, because what an amazing woman. I felt very honored that she wanted to get a reading with me yesterday. So I just wanted to say hi, Jane. Thanks for coming out. And I really enjoyed our time together yesterday.
Cheryl, what a beautiful soul, isn't she?
She's fantastic. Absolutely amazing woman. I did. I felt truly blessed to be able to give her a reading yesterday.
Yes, thank you for doing so, and thank you for showing up. For doing what you do, and as you know, I absolutely respect and love what you do. But thank you for being a participant in East Coast Paracon. What did you think of the energy? What did you think? Did you enjoy it? Did you of course,
oh, gosh.
You did, but.
This is the second year in a row, and I just had such an amazing time. We get there early in the morning. Well, for me anyway, it's early. Everybody's just pumped and ready to go, and ECTC crew is just right there answering questions, showing people where they need to be, and, helping us all get set up and organized for the crowd. I definitely want to thank Kelly and Lisa for doing a little crowd control for me yesterday. I get so busy, and it is. It can be difficult. I know a lot of people were waiting, and if anybody tried to get in for a reading with me yesterday and couldn't, I apologize, because I was incredibly busy. But hey, you all know where to find me if you want to come get a reading.
Yeah, right.
And you don't have to wait till next year at ECTC.
Well, how do they find you, just in case they don't know?
They can text or call me at area code 732-500-0012. Or they can find me at Inner Peace or on Facebook, Spirit Messages by Cheryl Ray Evans. I'm all over the place.
Awesome. And if worse comes to worse, and no one remembers those or knows the number, you can always jump on our Facebook page, East Coast Paracon. And Cheryl, they can always send us a private message, and we'll get you Cheryl's information.
Definitely. Thank you, guys.
Cheryl, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. I heard
you
a click.
I thought she was leaving us.
No, I heard a click, and I wasn't sure.
I thought
sure.
You hung up on her again.
No, I didn't hang. Yeah, no, I'm doing good today with the phones. That's all right. You know what? And one thing.
You haven't hung up on me yet.
I have to say,
don't start something doing jokes.
Especially that you're on the phone. I want to thank you. I know you did a lot of reading stuff, too, but you, just as well as pretty much every one of our other vendors and guests and psychics, one thing we pride ourselves on at East Coast Paracon is the personal touch. And I know, even when you weren't doing readings, when someone would come up and just talk to you, how genuine you were, and I even had a couple comments about how nice you were just to even just talk to. And I want to thank you and the rest of everyone else, our vendors, our teams. That's a huge plus for us, and that makes us feel good for hosting it, because you know what? to have that personal touch, to be someone to come up and talk to one of the, like you said, sure, one of the team members from ECPC, you know, or even the founder. Like, the one guy was actually astonished. He came in from New York, and he's like, I can't believe I'm talking to, you know, the guy, one of the guys that founded this thing. I said, well, why wouldn't you? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And he actually, he made me feel good. He's like, where else do you go that you could actually talk to one of the people that founded it? And I was like, you know what? Yeah, like, that actually made me feel good, you know. And here's Stan and I on the floor all day, you know, like you said, helping out this and that, but we were talking to people. Mm-hmm. And I never looked at it from that other side, and it actually makes me feel good.
That's that personal touch there.
Yeah, it makes me feel good.
Oh, man, I got to say, I'm on the receiving end of that personal touch, though, too, because I feel exactly the same, you know, when I'm there talking to, you know, to people that are there, you know, to come get readings or whatever, and all of a sudden there's Virginia Centrello, and she wants to come say hi to me and introduce me to her crew, and, you know, we've got all these other vendors from out of state that are fantastic to talk to, and, you know, all the other paranormal teams, and it's amazing. It's kind of almost like camp, you know?
Right, yeah, right. That's a good way to put it, yeah.
It's where all the paranormal people gather, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a fantastic time.
We had a great time, and I'll tell you what. Speaking of that, it is like family. I know a lot of people had to go back, and a lot of people, you know, may have had to come in later and leave early and stuff. But, you know, in the end, after everything was cleaned up, everybody went. For the most part, everybody knew that was going out. And what I like is we all ended up at one place. We all had some dinner together afterwards.
It was a great time.
It was family. It was a family atmosphere, and I thank everybody for being there. And everybody wants to see. I mean, our Facebook page got bombarded, if you will, with pictures, and not that that's a bad thing.
No, that's outstanding.
And,
yeah,
and I have to give a huge shout out to you know, Jeff Lionel for doing that, and Jeff Unger. Those guys just you know, nailed us with it. And I'll tell you what, you got to see the fun that we had. Really, you got to see all the people. It was awesome.
Yesterday flew by too.
It did, didn't it?
There wasn't enough time.
It did.
No. But if it went another hour, I think my feet would have fell off.
I think we were all feeling it, but yeah, it was in a good way. We were feeling the pain, wear and tear, so to say.
I was yelling at poor Cheryl for taking like three breaks for the whole, like, all the hours.
Get back in there. Get in there. Get back in your window.
No, I really did that to her, too. She was walking by me. I'm like, is this your third break? Come on now.
Get back in your window.
Did you get scolded?
So, yeah, and Cheryl, if anybody's wondering who that psychic in the window was, it was Cheryl. That's who that was.
It was me. And really, yeah, I really want to thank everybody who did come get a reading, because, you know, it takes a little courage. You're sitting there in a fishbowl, but we did what we could to try to give everybody some privacy and you know, make sure everybody was comfortable. And I think we managed to do okay.
Oh, yeah, you did. I got to say, that firsthand experience, I know it was very comfortable.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was outstanding.
Good. I'm glad.
Thank you so
Always
much.
Always glad to hear.
Thank you so much for calling in, Cheryl. We appreciate that.
Thanks for having me, guys. All and right. Again, can't wait till next year.
Yes, next year, definitely. 2017.
All right, count me in.
Looking forward to it.
All right,
yes.
We will. We're holding you to that, Cheryl.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you.
Take care,
Good
Cheryl.
Night, guys.
Right, good night.
Good night. Well, I tell you, you know, she even brought up Virginia, you know, mm-hmm. Virginia, Jack, yeah. Camille, Joanne, you know, they all came in from New York, you know.
New York City.
New York City, right. Yeah. So, I mean, it takes them a little while to get in here, and you know, but when they do, when they all start working, I'll tell you, they do great. They really do.
Yeah.
It's good energy. It's good people. It's just awesome. And the people that were coming there and just coming to me and telling me how spot on all of our psychics were, you know, that again, you know, and I know I echo you guys when I say this, it makes us feel good. I love to hear
Definitely.
That. I love to hear that.
Well, you know what surprised me? One of the vendors came to me and said, you guys are the only true paracon in Pennsylvania.
Said,
no. I said, we can't be. I said, there's, you know, other paracons.
Yeah, I mean, we've been at them.
Right. And they said, this person said, no, you are a true paracon. You cover all the different ranges from the psychics to the cryptozoologists, UFOologists, the whole line. We don't go out and have a spooky old building where we have ghost hunts or anything like mm-hmm. that. We maintain
an educational atmosphere,
a more of an upscale atmosphere, I guess you would call it.
Right. I think, you know what it is?
Give everybody a taste of something different.
Well, that's just it. You know, and someone else had told me that, too. That, they said that we're not just, it was actually one of the visitors that said that. Did you say it was one of our vendors?
One of the vendors told me.
Okay, now, we had one of our, what would you call them, guys? Customers, I guess, is the word I'm looking
patron.
For.
Patrons.
Yeah, one of our patrons, yeah. had come up to me, and you know, we talked for a little bit. He shook my hand, thanked me for doing this, and he goes, what I like about this is, he goes, sometimes you go to the paranormal conferences, he goes, and it's just all about ghosts. And he's like, although I'm interested in that, he goes, you have something for everybody here. You know, he was talking about the sprays, you know, from Urban Post and Urban Essentials. He was talking about the rocks from Back Mountain Jewelry, and then, you know, those guys are awesome. They have a huge display. They get, what, 3 tables every year?
Every year, and 3 tables, and there was
a lot.
Right. I mean, the 3 tables are packed. They have stuff on the walls. I mean, they use
every inch they have there.
Exactly. They bring it. And I'll tell you what, he made me take a step back. So it's similar to what you're saying, Stan. It's like, he's right. And I'm glad that we did that, because that was what we were looking for. But for other people to notice that, that's a huge plus.
Right.
So, you know, although we call ourselves a paracon, we're not just a paracon. It's for holistic. It's for cryptozoology, UFO. Yep. Like I said, sprays, scents, everything.
I mean, some of the people walking by would ask me, well, what is this? What exactly is? And I mean, I'd go in and tell them, you know, we have psychic mediums, and I'd throw in there, you know, we have the cryptozoologists, we have the UFOologists, you know, we had the Native American Troy in there with his stuff. And it's just, I'm going on and on. They're looking, and I hand them one of the ECPC pamphlets and they read it. And if they were doing something else, I'd be like, you know what? I got a friend. I'm going to come back with that person and come back later, and I'm going to come in there. I'm like, you have 3 storefronts, basically, of information in there.
I mean, just the square footage alone we had this year with the three different storefronts, like you said, we had, that's 17,000 square feet.
17,000 feet.
And we, I mean, we grew a third from last year, and I know it's probably like the third time I said it, but I'm actually still amazed by that. You know? And I appreciate it, but it's like, you don't realize 17,000 square feet, that's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of a lot of vendors, a lot of you know, teams.
It's a 2-story house.
Pretty, right? Right. Yeah.
You know what surprised me after doing this, and well, being involved with a lot of this stuff for years, and doing these paracons and going to other paracons?
Uh-huh.
It never fails that something new comes up that I've never heard of.
Uh-huh.
And I wish I could remember the name of it, other than it's a little Bigfoot. You remember the name?
Oh, yeah, those gentlemen that came up, they set up on Friday night when we were there. The
I can't remember the name of it. It's a German type of name.
Oh, you know what?
I spoke to them. Great guys.
They were so nice.
Yes,
they
were.
Such good guys. They actually gave my daughter Stella, they gave her one of their, I guess like the album cover or whatever. They pulled it off so she could color it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so
okay.
it was awesome. But, I'm trying to think.
It's a Bigfoot that's only about 3 foot tall.
Yeah, supposedly it's more aggressive.
Very aggressive. And somewhere like down that. Allentown, Lancaster, somewhere that area.
Right. I wish I could. If anybody knows what we're talking about.
I saw them in passing a few times during the paracon, but we were pretty busy, you know, doing what we were doing.
Right.
But from Friday night when I got to speak with them, great guys. This is their first time here, and it sounds like they're going to be returned.
That's what they said.
That's awesome.
So I'm happy with that too. You know, guys, we have a caller on the line.
Outstanding.
Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hello, Bob.
How are you, sir?
I'm good.
How's everything? Hey, Bob Shorts, ladies and gentlemen. He was one of our speakers and one of our vendors.
Yeah.
And Bob, I want to thank you before you even start. Thank you for everything. You're a knowledgeable man, and I appreciate what you did.
Thank you.
I enjoyed myself in spite of the fact that the big TV wouldn't work.
Oh.
It seems I have problems. I bought a different computer and a different TV this year, and I still couldn't get the TV to work. But last year I was able to in the second presentation, but
yes.
Anyway, even with the small computer screen, the people seem to enjoy the UFO discussion, and actually it was how rock and roll ties in with not so much UFOs, but the time we're in. I guess I could say that we talk about like the different eras of humanity, so to speak. Like you go way back to, you know, Lemuria is a legend, and then Atlantis is a legend, and yet we don't find pieces of it here. And the reason for that is because it was in a sort of a different frequency. Even though it was on the Earth, it was in a different vibration than what we are.
Right.
And so I was talking about how the vibration we're in now is about to shift into fifth-dimensional reality. And I was explaining how the rock and rollers have, like, shown us that, even though we didn't know that that's what they were showing us.
right. Yeah, so, you know what, I'll tell you, you always impressed me with that. I love that part of it. I wish I was able to sit in on it. Unfortunately, I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. But every time it seemed like, and you know, it wasn't even that I was necessarily that busy, but I couldn't be ignorant to our patrons and stuff, because like,
get to talk
every time
to
you go to go somewhere, someone would stop you, and I never wanted to be ignorant. So as long as I had the time, I try to take the time with that individual.
Sure.
You know?
Well, I want to say, too, as a participant, I really enjoyed You had some people from the inner peace. It wasn't Cheryl, but some other psychic.
Yes.
And there were two women, and one was reading the auras, and the other was seeing the people behind the people that were seated there, saying there's somebody behind you on your left side, and, you know, they seem to be your grandfather or something. You know. Right. That was fascinating. And the crowds, the people were all very pleasant and nice. I enjoyed, it was good company. The vibrations, as you mentioned, very positive.
Good. I'm glad. Thank you for that, Bob. We appreciate that. Any feedback is good feedback.
Oh, yeah.
We take that and we run with it. And yeah. Thank you for that.
And I sat through Mark's presentation. That was pretty good too. That he was talking about basically how what we believe creates what's around us. That was an interesting discussion.
Right. How it manifests itself. It was. Yeah. I heard a little bit of that also. That was a very good discussion.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'll see you next year.
Bob, thank you so much.
Bob.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
All
right. Thank you. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? I'm supposed to take a break, but I'm not doing that because you know what? We have Jane on the line.
Oh, that's awesome. Let's go.
Jane.
I'm here.
God bless.
Welcome.
Good evening, ma'am.
I just want to thank you guys. You are more like family than anybody.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you so much.
I had a fantastic time yesterday. From abroad, you can better believe it.
That's all right. I'll tell you what. It was a pleasure. Truly a pleasure.
I enjoyed it.
My heart is warmer for meeting you. It truly is.
Definitely.
Same here. You're like family members.
Oh, thank you.
I could tell you the same right now. Honest to God, it was a breath of fresh air to meet you.
Joe, when you pulled me over to meet her, it was great. It made my day, man.
Right?
It did. Yeah.
I'm good. You know, and I seem to think I heard your voice someplace else before. Were you ever on the radio before?
We were, yeah. We've been on a while, definitely.
A couple of years now,
Jane.
Yes, but I think I've been listening to you for a couple of years now.
That's a good thing. We thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Well, I have to thank my older son for getting me involved in all this stuff because I love it.
That's good.
That's great.
You know what? My life was being terribly boring until I got involved with the paranormal and the science and everything. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Jane, you listen to your son. You get out to that California. You go out to see the Queen Mary out there.
I don't think I'm going out there.
Oh, come on,
Jane. I wouldn't blame you if you did.
Yep.
Or you didn't.
No, I've heard many a show about the Queen Mary, and I thought, oh my God, I don't think I want to go there. It's too scary.
But just think, if you went there, you could call in and
down
you could be our interviewee.
And everything. They right? said it's creepy, really creepy.
That's I'll tell you what. Just for me and you, I know you can handle it. You have a beautiful personality.
Well, I don't know about now, but maybe years ago. Oh, I probably could, but not now. I'm too old.
Mary, what war were you in?
World War II.
Thank you. Yes, and thank you for your service. Because I couldn't remember. I was talking to someone about you, and I was saying that you were in a war, but I could not remember what one. And thank you for clarifying that. I'll never forget that again. I promise you that.
Well, I was 20 years old, and the day after my 20th birthday, I was on the bus to Philadelphia to enlist, my mother and dad had a sign for me. Could you imagine a 20-year-old having to have your mother and father sign for you?
That's
wow.
That's okay. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
That was them days.
Yep, but you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. You were fabulous.
Oh, you're very welcome, ma'am, and thank you.
All righty. You made my day. Thank you.
Well, and you made
same
ours.
Here.
Truly.
Thank you very much. Right. And I'll sign off now and see you on the radio.
All right, Jane. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you. We'll see you soon. And
okay,
Jane
bye-bye.
Is signing off, everybody. Thank you. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man.
That was great. Thank you for calling in that.
Thank you so much, Jane.
That was a treat.
It's a nice lady.
Yep.
Yeah.
My eyes are no longer dry. Let's put it that way.
Uh-uh.
Honest to God. But I'll tell you, it's you know, just to hear that, to hear Jane calling, I mean, for us to, they say if you touch one person in the world, you make a difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She certainly touched me, I can tell you that much.
Definitely.
She seems to be like that with everybody, such a
right?
nice, friendly lady.
Honestly.
A very warm-hearted woman.
Yes.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. I'll tell you, we're going to take a break and we'll be back.
Warning. This program may contain material that is controversial to some listeners. Spontaneous enlightenment may occur.
Welcome back. It's Paranormal Science. Oh, I'll tell you, I'm still flabbergasted. Loving Jane. Loving Jane.
Oh, yeah.
I might just give her a shout out every week. God bless her. But, so Ed, now let's talk about your experience.
All right.
Right?
Let me tell you. Cheryl's great, as we all know.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
We know.
Right, absolutely.
Or anyone that knows her.
Anybody that's gone to her definitely knows that.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
She arrived yesterday, and, you know, she's fun to be around. Well, I finally gave in. I've been telling this girl for well over a year now she's going to do my first reading.
Right.
I gave in. And, you know, I got on the list because the woman was in demand yesterday.
Yeah, you had to get on the list.
There was a written list. And I'll tell you what, Stan, if your daughter, if she didn't drop off the list, I would have never gotten to have my reading. Mm-hmm. But
I'm surprised she did. She was looking forward to it.
Well, actually, I bribed her. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what happened there. Well, Haley just didn't go get there.
It's like, here's an extra 20 if you come drop yourself off the list.
It's like, I'm getting in there before the end. Well, let me tell you, I went in there, and Cheryl is a true professional. And I'll just say, it was awesome. Some of the stuff she told me was like, wow. I mean, she related one thing that'll bring right out about my dad. And I even dropped on him today when I was with him this afternoon.
Really?
And he's like, well, what do you think that means? And I'm like, well, you know what it means. Now, my dad had, a little problem there a couple weeks ago and everything.
Right.
And he stopped smoking. Well, Cheryl Ray was picking up that my grandfather, was not pleased. And just, she told me this. I can't remember word for word verbatim, but it was basically that my grandfather, who's up in heaven, was not pleased because he's on the path that's going to take him out of here real quick. Well, I just told my father that, and he's like, it kind of set him back a thing. Right. I said, Dad, I said, listen, these people have a gift. They know things. They tell you
absolutely.
Things. And, without getting too much detail, she also, gave me a little, I'll say closure maybe on another incident there, revolved my grandmother and everything. But, thank you for that, Cheryl. You made me at ease. And, the stuff she told me, the details she told me, let me tell you, anybody, go see Cheryl Ray. I was impressed. I mean, the time flew by. I mean, Kelly, my wife, she was mad because she wanted to get in there, but I hogged all the time. Sorry, Kelly. I know you're not here, but yeah. Oh, well. It was quality time. It flew by. I mean, it's just so much information that Cheryl Ray had for me to deliver to me. And it was great. I mean, I was flabbergasted. I was in awe. I mean, it was great.
So I have to say this, and I'm sure you'll concur. After your first reading, even though you were probably skeptical prior to that, what does it do now?
While my mind is open big time, and it left me wanting more.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. It really is. It's almost like it's like a tattoo. You know, once you get one, you can't stop. Yeah. Seriously, it's like once you get one reading, you're always searching for that next answer.
Sure, Ray. Don't go to bed. Your phone's going to ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have more readings to do.
I'm still waiting for my first true reading.
Right? Yeah.
I've had psychics tell me, just in passing, like quick readings, things like that.
Right.
But I've never sat down and had a real reading yet.
Really?
Yeah.
You need
I
to have one.
I never realized that.
See, I thought I was just like the oddball in the group.
Yeah, I actually, for some reason, Stan, I thought you did.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've been around psychics, and they've told me a lot of different things, but I've never sat down specifically to have a reading.
Now, we know he had his past life regression.
Oh, yeah, we heard that.
That was never finished.
No. Nope.
That will be someday. Mark my words, that will be finished.
Next time Mary Barrett's in, we'll see if we can do it live again.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Even if we don't do it on the radio show, even if we do a
YouTube like video of it?
Or even a get-together where it could be like a two-day event, or maybe an eight-hour event where we could do stands.
You could do an eight-hour regression?
No. See,
the fear in his voice.
Ladies and gentlemen, tune in for an eight-hour regression session with Stan.
Take me all the way back to when I was a caveman.
It's so easy. A caveman could do it. I'll tell you what. No, what I meant was like if we do that, maybe she could. If we get like a small crowd, maybe she could do that. We'd have to talk to her, of course. But
right. Yeah.
But maybe that'd be something good
would
to do.
Would be
for
definitely.
But Ed, and I have to say this. It's I've always called myself a skeptical believer. And up until, you know, my dad passed and stuff, and I had some psychics that I talked to. Most were friends, but a couple were just, you know, mere acquaintances. And some of the personal details they told me, that's what makes you... These are things that these people would never have known. Mm-hmm. You know, they weren't in the area at the time.
Yep.
The one didn't even know my father at all. You know, so yeah. It's like, you know, it's just amazing. And when you hear that, anybody out there, I can assure you that you know, because I was always a skeptical believer, and that truly made me, that sealed it. Sealed it. Like you said, it leaves you wanting more.
It definitely did. And I mean, well, just from our job experiences, just from, you know, being law enforcement, and we're a little closed off, so to say.
Absolutely.
Not in a bad way, but, you know, the trust was there. It still is, you know, it didn't go anywhere.
After this reading, it's done. No.
And you know what? Cheryl is such a nice, down-to-earth person. And from the first time I met her, and, you know, just being around her, I'm like, Now my wife is out of readings at, and she's always telling me, get one. So I'm like, okay, yeah, Cheryl, you could do my reading. And I've been saying that for some time now, and probably as long as I know the woman for the first time. And finally I gave in, and it wasn't that I gave in, it's that I was ready. I'm like, I want to have
my reading. Right, it was your time.
Yeah, and Cheryl was there, and I'm like, look out, you're getting my reading in today. Right? Cheryl was more than happy to do it for me, and I can't thank her enough for it. And like I said, though, I mean, the information just keeps coming. And I could not believe the amount of time, how quick it went by. Like, you know, just like I snapped my two fingers, and Kelly was giving me a whole mess of stuff because I hogged all the time with Cheryl because she was behind me on the list. And it was good, though. I mean, it really was.
I can't say enough. I'm not sure. One thing we never do is we never usually ask each other personal things. Yeah. You know, if we choose to share, that's one thing. If not, it's an intimate thing. And, you know, I'll share one thing now that Cheryl did do. She was doing my Akashic Records reading. And my dad had come through during this. And, of course, it was before my mom passed. And this was, I want to say, October-ish of last year. And she had told me, she's like, your dad, basically, in no uncertain terms, like, your dad said, you know, prepare. You know, your mom's not doing too good. And I'll tell you what, I lost my mom, as you guys know, February 3rd. And as much as I didn't want to hear that, it was obviously meant for me to hear because, you know, Cheryl and most true psychics will not tell you things that they're not allowed to tell. Even though they may know it, they can't do that. So as long as she had permission, and obviously she had permission to tell me that, to kind of prepare myself. Now, she never gave me a date or a time frame or anything, but, you know. And I'll never forget how that felt. It was almost like you never want to hear that. You never want to feel that. But the flood of emotion that comes through. And then it really was a true blessing. Because you know what? It put me in some type of mindset where I knew, number one, there is another side. Number two, my dad, all the while he was over here, I always took care of my mom. So I knew if he was coming for her, then by all means, he was going to take care of her regardless. So that in of itself just touches you in a way that you really truly can't explain. And you know, when you go through that and you feel that emotion, it's almost unremarkable because you really can't truly explain it.
Yeah.
But when you feel it, you'll know it. And I know mom and dad were there yesterday. All our past loved ones were there, and I'll tell you, I believe that, and I think that they're proud of what we're doing, and there's no doubt in my mind, and it just makes me feel better that when they're over there, that they're looking down upon us, and they're still active within our lives, and that's just awesome. That's awesome.
And, you know, it's just, they're always there with us,
right.
And to me, Cheryl Ray, the other mediums out there, they're all helping us by letting us know that they still are there with us. So we don't
forget.
It's nice
to get that confirmation that they're still there.
I mean, that's very calming, comforting. And, you know, I recommend a lot of people will come to me, do you believe that stuff? And it's like, you know what? Yeah, I do. I mean, I can't explain it, but to me, it's a gift.
Right.
I mean,
that's just it. That's exactly it. And their gift is helping us.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, sometimes, as they will tell you too, it's not just helping us, it's helping the others on the other side, our loved ones on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they feel better all around helping us. You know, they feel a connection. They are the conduit between us and them at this point. And we can't thank you guys enough.
Well, that's how many investigations do we go out on that it's a loved one or someone on the other side trying to make contact with someone here?
Yeah.
Right.
Not necessarily to have a message for them, but just to make contact saying, hey, I'm still here.
Don't forget about me.
That's right.
I'm still here for you. That's pretty much the message. And I mean, they helped him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look down, you know, and you know, bring it up again because I do love it. And I mean, you guys turned me on to it. Was Gettysburg. I mean, Cheryl Ray helped out several, you know, souls when we were mm-hmm. down there. I mean, they come across to her. I mean, and it's she's helping so many people, like other psychics and everything. It's great. Great what they're doing.
It is. It's absolutely phenomenal. Right. Stan, what was your highlight? What do you think the biggest highlight was? Because you didn't get a reading, right?
No, I did not get a reading. No.
That was mine.
Yeah. I didn't have to ask that. I assumed that.
Constantly moving around. I think I spoke to every vendor there. Spent a little bit of time with each one. And it just seemed like every time I sat down, I'd get called in. Mark would call me, come back, someone wants to talk to you about your book.
You know, right. Yes.
And I mean, I was constantly moving. It was just going constantly.
Well, I know I had called you the one time about the book. There was a lady comes up to me and she's like, sir, could you? And I'm like, I'm sorry. And she's like, could you sign this? I'm like, sign. I'm like, oh no, that's not me. I'm like, that's not me.
You,
I'm like,
that's sign it for me.
I'm like, that's my buddy. I'm like, that's Stan. Yeah. And so I was calling you on the phone still because I wasn't sure where you were at the time because we were all over. But you know. She was just so, she was from the area, and she was so excited to see the fact that, basically, her exact words were like a local boy writing about, you know, local mm-hmm. stuff. And I was like,
Stanley.
Yeah, right. I'm like, absolutely.
When you see the cover, I got outed on the last book, so my real name is on this book.
Yeah.
I had so many people. I had people from California trying to find me under the name of John Stanley.
Right.
And
I remember
it was
that.
Actually Newsweek the magazine.
So you have an alias that we're all aware of.
But they couldn't find me. They couldn't, you know.
Now they can.
Now they can. They've got my real name.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's right. So that's good, though. So now you're more findable?
I guess.
Does that sound good?
Easier
findable?
To find.
Is that even a
easier
word?
Find.
He's findable.
He's findable.
Hey, you know what?
We'll go with it.
Before we run out of time here.
Yes.
We do have a bus trip coming up.
We do?
Oh, yeah.
We do. Yeah. Stan, I don't remember. You know what?
New York City. Remember that, Joe?
I do remember going to New York December 17th.
December 17th on a holiday bus trip.
My favorite time of the year.
Our third annual trip out to New York City.
Still looking for the Christmas spirit. Mm-hmm. Huh. Play on words there.
No ghost hunting, nothing paranormal, strictly a holiday trip out.
Friends and family having a good time before the holiday arrives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the tree will be lit.
Yes,
so everybody will be there when the tree's lit. It's always a good time.
So week before Christmas, it's your last chance to get some nice gifts out there.
Yes, get those Canal Street savings, ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
and maybe, just maybe, we can get a lolly again.
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seems like every bus trip, we have lollies.
Speaking of lolly, Lila's Lollies was there.
Yes.
They said, you know, they claimed they enjoyed themselves.
Great
so
people.
Much.
I had a long mm-hmm. talk with them, you know, I was there. They got to
Judy
meet my
and Lisa.
Son and that.
Yes. Yep, Judy and Lisa. I mean, they actually made a Paracon pop, an ECPC pop.
Very tasty.
The
flavor was cherry and key lime.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that may not sound palatable, but let me tell you something.
Tasty.
It was delicious.
It had little ghosts on it.
Yeah, they did. They had put ghosts in little pumpkin sprinkles or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, or no, ghosts and bats, I think, or something
like
that.
Some little sprinkles of something on there. Yeah.
Yep. And it was all a good time. It was definitely a good time.
And it's for a great cause with those lollipops. An awesome cause.
And honestly, I don't say this all the time, but it's a... I don't know. Like, for being homemade, they last so long.
They do.
Like, I couldn't...
You know, I couldn't believe how long it was.
I know. I'm like, I can't have this thing in my mouth all this while.
I was even kidding around with her. I said, you're losing money. You're making these things last an hour longer. I said, you just shorten the time. People buy more. They taste great, but they just last. They keep going.
My grandson was double-fisting with those olive pops yesterday.
I was going to comment on that. He was loving it. Loving it. Hey, I hear our music, so again, I just want to thank everybody for coming out. We're looking forward to it. Those that didn't come out, please try to make next year. Listen to us. Go to our website, eastcoastparacon.com, where I was going to keep you updated. We have bus trips coming up. I want to thank everybody. I'm Joe Hawk.
I'm Stan Zurich.
I'm Ed Mac Daddy McRae.
Don't forget to keep the faith.
And sleep tight.